Let's take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network, joined by Total Farm Marketing's Brandon Doherty. And Brandon, we ended up seeing today kind of a mixed market. Ended up seeing the soybeans kind of being the weak link here after a big day yesterday. We kind of saw a little bit of that go back the other way today.
Right, we did. And we're potentially seeing a little bit of a technical correction, maybe some profit taking after yesterday's moves higher. But in addition to that, yesterday afternoon's crop progress report indicated that soybean ratings nationally improved 1% to 66% good to excellent. And expectations were actually for a 1% drop. So the fact that those ratings came in a little bit better than expected, I think, is also contributing to the weakness into the close here.
Looking over into the livestock market here, we saw the cattle market start off strong again and then kind of fade as the day progressed here, kind of that same pattern we've been in.
Right. Yep. Kind of the same pattern. Yesterday we saw a bit of a correction to the upside, but today we were kind of on both sides of neutral throughout the day. I think the market's trying to kind of determine whether we've found support here at these lower levels or whether this might just be a bit of a dead cat bounce. I have not seen that any cash is traded today, but cash is expected to be lower again this week, so that may put some further pressure on the market. On the other hand, over the past few weeks, boxed beef prices have been on the weaker side, but were higher yesterday. Choice was up 329, select up 16. That may have contributed to kind of the two-sided trade today in the cattle.
Market analysis from Brandon Doherty from Total Farm Marketing. A look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.